Holla.
What up? It's Jay here. How awesome would it feel to not let the needs of anybody else define your direction? In this episode, me and Jenny just have a brief combo. We had a convo about putting yourself first, how that looks, and to let you know if you feel like you haven't put yourself first or you need some examples of how that looks like. We kind of dive into that. We dive into it individually. We dive into it as a couple, and we drop some gems and nuggets on how you can put yourself first. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Holla, holla. Level up. Lifestyle. Level up. Wellness. Level up. Damn good time. Level up.
Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey Jay, how about you start this one?
You do it so well, even though I joke with you.
Oh, now you tell me. Is anybody here? Is anybody here? Do you know what you're listening to? Hey, just in case you didn't listen to that cool intro song, you are listening to the Holistic Podcast.
Yeah, maybe I will do the intro next time.
I'm Jay.
Yes, you are. You're totally Jay. Jay.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Jay.
Oh, shoot. It's 2J Holla. Literally 2Js. Anyways.
Yo, you were suffering. Yo, okay. We're in Florida right now, and apparently it's some kind of crazy, weird summer and
heat wave.
Apparently,
and shit.
Jenny is suffering from heat exposure or
dude,
like
it's 84
whatever.
In here and the back of my knees are sweating.
Gross.
Well, but that's really what's happening. And my stomach. My stomach.
Gross.
Sweating.
As she sits on the dog.
I didn't mean to. I sat on the squeaky thing. I'm so sorry. Anyways, so you know what? Jeez. Our episode today talking about make yourself the priority. Like, I'm the priority. I need some AC. I don't know. That didn't work. It worked in my head. All right, let's get into this because now I've spent time talking about dumb shit. But for those of you who love it, you are welcome.
Oh, man.
All right, so do you want to start us off? You want to start off with the story? Because really, this conversation, so the last one we talked about feeling overwhelmed and we went a little bit more into teaching mode. This one, we're just having a conversation and talking about, how to put your needs first and how to make yourself the priority. And look, I don't know. I'm still working on this personally. I'm still working on this big time. Actually, it just came up. We had a nice little mental health therapy session this morning. And, I realized that I have not been putting my needs first. And I never thought I did because I'm like, hey, I'm on this nomad trip. I'm out here enjoying life. I do what I want when I want.
But do you? But did you?
But did I? I don't know, man. It's kind of like, just want to talk a little bit about how you can recognize you're giving your power away. And this can show up in so many different forms. For me, it was subtle. So we recently realized this for ourselves, like the two of us, putting our needs first as a couple. So we're hanging out here in North Florida. We're on our nomad trip. For those of you who don't know, we sold everything and we've been traveling the country, the USA, for a year now. And we have started staying for a month in places. And we came here because my brother bought a house here. And so we were like, all right, we're posting up there. And, we're hanging out, we're doing our thing. And for us, we came into this area thinking, okay, we're going to spend a lot of time with family. And we have cleared our schedule, made ourselves available, and you got expectations. Once again, we talked about expectations in a previous episode. And we had a recent scenario that for us, we found ourselves kind of feeling a little bit like plans kept changing, plans that we thought we had, and then we changed, and then didn't, and then we ended up, and then, I don't want to get into all the details. But basically, it's like we put our life on hold. And then we were off. We felt off that day and even that weekend. And feeling off can lead to things, right? It can lead to overeating, can eating snacks, it can lead to drinking, it can lead to other vices, it can lead to whatever, like so many different things, right? And what we decided is that we are going to begin to put ourselves first, not only individually, but also collectively as a couple, because we bought a new kayak and we haven't even used it yet.
It's been like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, we've been here in Florida for 3 weeks. We got it 3 weeks ago. We haven't even used our kayak yet because we were like hoping to do that collectively with family. And, you know, they're not ready. They're busy. They got other things going on. And so we've been waiting. And then even so, out of like the other subtle feelings, not doing it. And we're like, no, fuck this, man. We're going to do it.
Yeah. And it, I mean,
it's not even that. I mean, it's more than that.
I guess my thing is people have their lives, you know, and it's understandable, I guess, to a certain degree, if you're open-minded, that, yeah, plans will change. But if you've like have all your eggs in one basket or whatever, you're gonna kind of be let down. Because like you said, you have those expectations. Instead of being like, okay, this isn't happening, or when someone suggests like, okay, well, no, this can't happen because whatever reason, you know, can we do this? And it's like, no, I really don't want to do that. Or, you know, they're taking forever to respond. It's like, are you going to wait? Or are you going to be like, okay, cool. I'm not saying you should do this, but it appears like you're busy right now. We're going to do this and let us know when you're free.
Yeah. 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 Because I think for that day specifically, you know, for us, we had planned food and we were going to have a late lunch. So we planned food and then that got tossed up for weather and other reasons. And then I still was going to eat the food, but then we were waiting. And then I was like, I wish what we would have done, and this is the whole point, like your needs come first. This isn't just about eating, right? Survival, you're hungry, you eat. I'm talking about like just this thing where like, man, we should have just had lunch. And then when we heard the response, it'd be like, oh, you want to go eat here? We ate lunch. Like we just moved on. But we can still hang out. Let's go hang out. You know, doesn't mean you have to like cancel everything.
Right.
And it would have been fine for us to do that. But I felt like, okay, well, we kind of made this plan. So I kind of left everything open. And I bet on the other end, he probably had no problem. He probably didn't even think he took forever to say anything. You know what I'm saying? Like he probably was like, whatever. It rained this morning. Things were off. Like it was probably all flexible in his mind.
Right.
In my mind, we had already had everything planned out. So, you know, if we talk about where are you giving your power away? Because, you know, here's the thing. I'm sure you've heard a million things. And I mean, you can go to pages like The Holistic Psychologist and read all about this stuff, right? Talk about setting boundaries, getting clear, taking care of you, put you first. Like you can read all these things, but sometimes we don't realize that we're doing this.
Right.
And once again, I feel like almost everything, if not everything we talk about on this podcast or anywhere else that we share content or we talk about things, it all is rooted in self-awareness. Everything. We can change our lives with one step, and that step is self-awareness.
No, I totally agree. Self-awareness is super important. I also feel, too, it's like a lot of that is rooted. Learned behavior, stuff we picked up for like whatever reason, and just realizing that like you can literally shift your reality. So like in a current situation where you made plans and plans changed, but you've had everything scheduled around these plans, not holding so rigidly to that concrete idea and being like, huh, well, that was reality. Whoop, reality has shifted. I'm going roller skating now or whatever. Insert whatever.
So, you know what I just remembered is that day that we were talking about with the whole plans changing. I got a text from none other than my favorite, who I talk about in all these podcasts, is Christina the Channel. I got a text that morning after all this was unfolding that said, make everything in your day a full body hell yes. And I was like, I told you, I was like, none of this is a full body hell yes. And I did it kind of because I felt obligated. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way, like, I felt obligated. Like, okay, I've already made these plans. I've already made myself available. So let me continue to be available. And because we came with the intention to hang out with family, because we don't, like, live close. Like, we're nomading. So I wanted to make sure that every possibility and opportunity that we had to hang out with family was, I could. We could.
So.
But that day was not a full body yes for me, even when we did decide to go.
Because I'm pretty sure this pops up for other people. Do you ever feel a way when you've, quote unquote, felt obligated? Like, do you feel a way when people don't return? I don't know how I want to pose the question, but don't return that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I moved around stuff to be available, and people are kind of really like, yo, shit changed, whatever. Like, do you feel like fuck, this sucks?
You know, I think... it's interesting because after this happened, I was sharing with one of my good friends, and she had something similar in her family dynamic where, you know, she thought things were going to be a certain way with her family. And then, like, she's over, like, she's, you know, reaching out, doing all these things because she thought that that was kind of what was agreed upon in some ways.
Or what the other party said they needed.
Yeah, what the other party said they needed or wanted. So she was, like, reaching out and then, like, the other end was not responding. The other end was not returning the calls. The other end, because, you know, they're in their life. And it's like, she said the exact same thing. Like, man, like, I'm putting all this effort in. I guess I'm just going to go do me. And then when I feel, you know, like, things align, I'll reach out. But I'm not going to, like, overly reach out and continue to, like, try when it's not reciprocated. So to be honest, that's something that I have struggled with when it comes to external people is, like, the things that I feel like I would do for other people. And when they don't do them, like when we go visit, you know, like if I go to Ohio and I go visit and all these people are like, oh my God, when you're in town, I want to see you. So I like try to see them all. And of course, none of them are able to see me. Oh, they're all magically busy the 2 weeks that I'm there, even though I told them a month in advance. And I tried to set up things and they're like, you know, you leave and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't see me. And I'm like, I literally was here for 10 days. I tried. Like, I fucking tried to see you. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, I feel like we may be going a little different direction because really the whole point of this specific podcast is identifying and understanding and implementing that you're the priority and putting your needs first.
Well, I mean, the whole point of this was having a conversation. And I think all of that still falls under what you just said because, you know, people are like, oh my God, whatever. I can't believe. Well, yo. Like, you had the choice. I let you know where I would be, when I would be there. And, you know, and I think, too, it's understanding, like, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're the, I won't even say co-star. You're the supporting cast in someone else's movie. A lot of times we feel that we're the co-star. We should be the assistant leading person. But, you know, just like, my movie plays a certain way in my head. My best friend is my best friend. Comic relief, probably. But still, in his world, he's the lead. And things play out differently. But I think, too, it's being able to have that understanding. I was going to say, when you were talking about your friend and, you know, what she said, I think it's important that we put that out there as well. Instead of it being unspoken, like, yo, I'm just going to do me because I've reached out on whatever and but saying to the other person or whatever, like, this is what you said you needed. This is what you said you wanted. And I've tried this. So, like, going forward, it's nothing personal, but I'm going to reach out when I reach out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't heard from me, I'm just letting you know now. Don't be pissed off because I tried. And as you're living your life, I'm going to live mine.
Yeah.
And when we connect, we'll connect.
You know, I've got a pretty, like, dicey question. So when I was talking about, like, you're going back to Ohio or Texas or whatever, and all these people are like, oh, my God, I want to see you, right? I mean, if we're talking about putting your needs first, have you ever really asked yourself how much you want to see them?
That's a real question. That's a real, like, for me, anybody I reach out to, I honestly have no problem with that one. I don't. The issue become, because I'm thinking the last time we were there and there was a couple people I would have loved to link up with, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some situations I probably could have tried a little harder, you know, but that's a super, if we're talking about putting you first, that is a super, super, super good question. I'm thinking when somebody reached out to me from high school, mind you, I hadn't talked to this person. We're not. I don't know what their life is like. Like, literally, he was like, yo, here's my number. Call me. And I'm like, for what? Like, what do you need? We haven't spoken in years, but a lot of people feel that, oh, we went to high school together. I want to see you. Like, I don't play that. But, you know.
Well, and I mean, I think too, it made me think of the inverse of that. Like, you're putting yourself first, and do you authentically want to see the people? Okay, then you said there was a couple of people I wanted to see and it didn't work out. So let's think about the other side. Did they really authentically want to see you?
And I mean, if they didn't, they didn't. I think that's just one of those things, though. Like,
I guess it goes back to expectations, right?
It does.
And communication, because you pointed that out.
Yeah, definitely communication. Because I'm thinking about James. And we talked about this last night while we were on the phone. And he was like, yo, like when you came to town, because I think the first week we were in town, he was out of town speaking somewhere. And he was like, yo, that's kind of, I told you, hey, I'd love to see you. I'd love to see you and the little brother all together, but it may not happen. But we're definitely going to connect. Even if it's one day, I'm going to see you. Right. But don't put your day on hold, or don't put your schedule on hold for me.
There's the communication.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, and you know, and I'm thinking, because we're talking about your needs come first. So we've talked about this as it relates to like relationships and not putting your schedule on hold. What are some other ways that you feel like making yourself the priority shows up in our lives?
Business.
Expand.
Mainly if you're an entrepreneur or getting into the, or I'm not even going to say that, like getting into a new industry or an industry period, you know, instead of listening to what you need. You know, it's like, oh, you're new here, or, you know, you're doing, you should be doing this. You should be doing that, which kind of goes into one of our past episodes about strategies.
Right.
You know, this is what you should do. This is how you, if you want to be successful in this business, this is what you need to do. Instead of listening to what you, perfect example, Jenny O'Hala, get the hell out of the house because you crave, you need, you want connection that you can't get here.
All right, here we go. Exposing my shit again. This is where Jenny gets uncomfortable. It's true, though. I mean, we had the previous episodes where Jenny was all uncomfortable exposing her shit.
But why
is it? But it is true.
I
have not been putting my needs first for the past, how long do you think? Really, for sure, over the past year, and then...
I would say longer.
Few years?
I would say longer, but I feel you've been coming into that awareness and realization now.
Yeah, I definitely have.
Because think about business. If someone called, I need this right now. So what's it, 7 or 8 o'clock? I need to handle this for work.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like, I get it. I feel like it's a little tricky. And because
you're partially,
I feel like,
right.
Huh?
You're partially right.
Well, because I guess I'm thinking like, I'm trying to go back in there and I'm trying to debate if I really want to go back into that mindset and talk more about that. Because
the particular corporate mindset, or which mindset are you talking about?
Yeah, the mindset of it's 8 o'clock, so
all right, well,
I'm not putting my needs first and I'm responding to this. I feel like
scrap corporate. Let's talk about the past year, since that's what you said.
Okay. I mean, I can go there. I just, it will require a little more effort to go in there, and I feel like it'll take the conversation a whole different direction. So in the past year, I definitely have prioritized your needs, Jay, over mine. And listeners, I know a lot of people get super hyper about this kind of shit when people are sharing their lives like Jay and I are, and you start to make assumptions about what it is or isn't. Jay has not asked me to do this. I did this to myself. Not once has he required me to put my needs before his, nor has he asked me, nor has he pressured me or anything like that. And honestly, the only reason I'm sharing this is because I see different social influencers, YouTubers, have to put these stupid disclaimers on their shit because people fucking jump to conclusions and it drives me crazy. So I'm just being proactive on it. I've seen it time and time again. Like, for example, Kara and Nate on their YouTube, they were answering questions about whether they wanted babies or not. And people are like, oh, Nate's the one not letting you have a baby. I see how happy you are with babies. And she's like, actually, it's me. I'm the one. I'm scared as shit to have a baby. I don't know if I want one. People just jump to conclusions about what they think it is or isn't. So anyways, Jay has not pressured me into any of this. Jay is the most loving, kind person and has not at all. If anything, he's been pushing me to like be more independent and be more me and encouraging me and supporting me. But it's been me. Right? It's been what's happening in my head and what I feel. So I have really, really put his needs first in that, for example, like in the business, it's like, can we do this? Can we move forward? And I wait for Jay's okay to move forward on something. Or, you know, like with our nomad thing, like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And if Jay says no, I don't do it because I want his okay. Like, once again, he's not done this to me. He's not forced me. He's not controlling. He's not had any expectations of me. Like, this is me sabotaging myself and not really realizing it, and then feeling shitty at different moments and feeling like lack of confidence and lack of, you know, self-trust and all that, because these little things, I'm not just listening to myself. Or even like I've suppressed my emotions and my feelings because I feel like my feelings aren't valid, because I feel like I shouldn't be feeling these things. I shouldn't be feeling this right now. I know better. I learned this in a book. Or I really want to feel this way and I'm not feeling this way. I should be feeling this way. So let me suppress this. And then I just go along with things. So I think too, there's some people pleaser tendencies in there as well. I mean, shoot, here I am talking about being a people pleaser and I don't like admitting to these things because I don't like thinking that I show up in the world this way. Really don't. But if it's there, it's there.
And there's nothing wrong with it being there. I think the bigger thing is it being there and you trying to, not saying you are, but suppress it and being like, well, I don't want to show up in the world like this. This is a part of the self-awareness and the self-realization, because if you can't like see, look, face these things, like how can you change them and make yourself a better person if you want to do that?
Yeah. Well, and two, I think the exciting thing about noticing this and being like, okay, you know, I show up as a people pleaser. The cool thing about that is when you believe and understand that you have the ability to change this, just because I think sometimes with like identity things, we have been taught, or maybe it's learned within our family units and culture or whatever, is that we take on these identities and these identities become us. Like, I'm anxious. I'm a people pleaser. I'm whatever, right? I'm whatever. And this label then becomes you. And so as you tell people and you navigate the world, or you tell yourself and you navigate your inner world or both, that this is what you are, this identity, it's almost like when things show up, you filter the experience through that identity or through those series of identities, and your response has to fit the identities you gave yourself. And the thing is like at the core, we are not any of these things that we label ourselves with.
Right.
We're just truly, purely, authentically ourselves. But sometimes we don't allow ourselves to get to know ourselves because we've put all these identities, or we've allowed society to put all these identities on us. And then we filter all of our experiences through that. So here's an example. I have not at all identified with being an anxious person. Through our therapy chats, the anxiety thing has come up. Like, she's reflected back, like, you know, you're anxious about this or you're anxious about that. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm anxious. Now, here's the thing. I just asked her on chat. I haven't read the response yet, but I just asked her on chat, like, what is anxiety? Because I don't want to now have this label and start telling people or start believing that I'm an anxious person. Because I don't want to filter all my experiences through being an anxious person, because then I feel like what I'll do next is I'm going to start looking up stuff on the internet, and I'm going to start following anxiety Instagram accounts, and I'm going to be, you know, like continuing to feed in this identity. I asked her, I said, I want to understand just from like, because I never recognized or knew like from a self-awareness standpoint that this was how I was showing up. So now being like, holy crap. Anxiety is feeling fear on something that hasn't happened yet. And if I step into being anxious often about the future, about what's going to happen, about whatever, then I can then work on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm telling you right now, I am not going to embody that as who I am. I am not anxious. I am just operating with anxious behaviors in those moments. And the fact that I'm detached from that means that I can change it.
Yeah, I was thinking about, as you were talking about this, the whole introvert, extrovert thing. It's interesting when people are like, oh, I'm an extrovert. I'm an introvert. I resonate with introvert industries, energies. But as you just said, like, I don't want to attach that introvert label to me because I can be very extroverted at times. You know, and if we're circling back to the topic here about putting your needs first, me, I don't need to be around a lot of people. You know, I don't need to be the social butterfly. I could have a couple of deep conversations and be good. Does that make me an introvert? No. I mean, because depending on who it is, like if it's like my dad, my best friends, you know, our podcast managers. If you see me or hear me talking to them, you would probably think or say I'm very extroverted, you know, and it's just how do you want to show up, as you said, as your authentic self in those moments?
And that reminds me of the most like previous thing that we've listened to from Ajit from Mind Valley Evercoach. He was talking about and sharing for himself, like it was like the last like bonus call of our life coach certification where they were talking about like the business of life coaching. And he was talking about how he shows up in the world and how he networks and how he likes to network and connect with people. And he says that if he goes to an event or a function or whatever, he is happy and fulfilled if he speaks to two people, in-depth conversations. He knows that he can't and doesn't want to do three because his energy is tapped and it's time to go. And he's like, I don't have to stay till the end. For me, I may stay to the end because that fuels me and energizes me. And also, I feel like staying to the end was a learned behavior from corporate, but that's a whole nother topic. So my point of saying that is it's like when you have permission to show up as you and what honors you, right? Because if Jay went and stayed till the end, because that's what you're supposed to do as a business owner, he's not putting himself first. But sometimes you may go through those things because you don't realize or recognize or you haven't been willing to accept who you truly are. And that's part of the process too. Sometimes we don't know because maybe we haven't explored or given ourselves the space or the permission. Because even think about in our relationship, when I listened to that, I thought of you, Jay, and I was like, how many times have I maybe pressured him to show up how inauthentically? Because I thought that that's what it took for us to grow our business. When really he can operate from his strength, from his true authentic self. And if that means two deep or one deep conversation, then why go have a deep conversation?
Right.
Why on earth make you go talk to 50 people? Because that's what you're supposed to do. So that is another example of putting yourself first, but it also requires that self-discovery and that self-exploration.
Oh my God,
and
I would even hate admitting talking to 50 people.
And honoring and acknowledging this is who I am and this is what I need. Fuck you, industry. Fuck you, expectations. Fuck you, culture. This is what I need. And this is what I'm going to do.
Right. And as everything, it's a journey. You know, this isn't a quick fix. This isn't a magic pill, because a lot of it might resonate and then you're like, oh fuck, they just said that and I'm still doing it. Like, self-awareness is the first thing. Self-awareness and then starting to make those small changes, like on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what's going to give you that 10?
I bet you this episode has gone longer than 30 minutes.
It's definitely gone longer than 30 minutes.
Jay said let's do these in less than 30 minutes. But whenever we have a conversation like this, we just go.
And that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, the cool thing about podcasts, at least the way I listen to them, is I'll listen to a long podcast. I just come back and pick it up. Yes, it is also satisfying to listen to a 10-minute podcast because you're like, got that done. Got that done. But at the same time, if the content's good, like, I don't care how long it is. I'll come back and listen to it.
Right.
I may forget. That happens too. But if I like the people, I'm going to listen to the whole podcast. And I, you know what? Here's another little hack. And Jay does not like this when we're listening to ourselves. But I'll listen to people at like 2x or 1.75 times the speed.
Yeah, I can't do that. Listen to me. I sound weird.
Right? So I'll listen. I'll watch. I'll meet some of the people I listen to on podcast. And I'll be like, why are you talking so slow? Because I'll be so used to their 1.5 or 1.75 speed.
Shit.
I even do that on YouTube. Like when it's something if I'm watching Kara and Nate travel, God, I don't want to watch it two times.
So there's a podcast I've been watching on YouTube. It's called Drink Champs with Noriega, who's a rapper, right? And since his are like long, the longest I've seen, he's had a 4-hour podcast. Ooh. Like there's no fucking way I'm watching that at normal speed, right? And two, there's no fucking way I'm watching that all at once. So I usually do that at like, I don't know, 150, 175, right? And it's those rare moments where I go back or like log out of YouTube and hop back on and it's like normal. It's like, what the fuck is this? Why are you talking so slow?
Yeah.
Why does your voice sound so weird?
Yeah, it is. It is really bizarre because like I listen to YouTubes where the person's just like a talking head. I listen to a lot of those on 2X because I don't need to watch them.
Right.
And some people are like, oh, I can't watch long YouTube. Well, it depends on what it is. Yeah, if you're talking, just fucking turn it up.
If there's other imagery going on, yes, yeah. I prefer to walk. But if it's just, like you said, a talking head, let me speed that shit up.
Yeah. All right. Now we're totally just being like Noriega here and doing our 4-hour podcast. So wrap it up, Jay.
Yalla. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking in. Thank you. Got my TV voice on. Thank you so much. Catch you next holotime in the same holochat. Yeah, anyway. Seriously, though.
What?
Seriously, though, we appreciate you guys so much. Yeah.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.